The San Francisco 49ers are playing in the Super Bowl this weekend. You may already know that. It's their sixth visit, but their first since 1994. The media has been covering the event like crazy, just like they do every year. So we were looking for a new angle, and we found something old. Actually, someone.
My name is Martha Bailey, and I live in Noe Valley.
Mart Bailey has been a 49ers fan since 1946 when the team played its very first game. And she was there when the brand new hometown team beat the Chicago Rockets at Kezar Stadium. KALW's Raisu Sussman sat down with the woman who's arguably the 49ers' most faithful fan to talk about the team then and now.
I sat down with Mart Bailey in the sunny front room of the apartment she's lived in for over 50 years. She's always impeccably made up and ready to go. She's traveled all around the world and made friends wherever she stopped. She always wears lavender outfits, but this week she's made an exception to put on some 49ers red and gold.
Yes, I always liked football. I went to all the football games in high school, so when we got a football team here in San Francisco, I naturally wanted to go see them play.
Mart was born in February of 1923. 23 years later, she was there when the 49ers took the field for their very first game.
We were not too rich in those days, so we just bought our tickets at the gate.
How much did they cost?
You know, I can't remember, but it couldn't be very much if I went to all the games. I got my money babysitting.
She says it was well worth it.
You know, to see professionals play. You know, we'd seen it on TV or heard it on the radio and all. But to actually have the team here was really thrilling. Really exciting.
And so was the team's star player.
I did fall madly in love, as everybody did, with the quarterback, who was Frankie Albert at the time. You know, he was a little go-getter.
Frankie Albert is widely considered to be one of the best left-handed quarterbacks ever. A master of legerdemain who'd pretend to hand the football off and then run the other direction with it. Mart Bailey didn't know too much more about him than what she saw on the field at Kezar. This was long before the 24-hour sports news cycle.
You know, you saw them play and you just loved watching them. And I think he was everybody's favorite. Mm-hmm. And he was short.
5'10", maybe. Compare that with the starting quarterbacks in Sunday's Super Bowl. The Niners' Colin Kaepernick is 6'4", and the Ravens' Joe Flacco is 6'6". The way the players look today is different. The media hype is incomparable. And Mart thinks that football now is a little less about the local fans and the glory they bestowed on their hometown heroes.
Well, I'm not happy about it, but, you know, business is business, and that's what it's all about now. It seems more like it's more the money, more the, you know, and it's so expensive to go to the games. And people that buy season tickets are, blows my mind.
In the new stadium opening up in Santa Clara, season tickets start at nearly $100 a game. Licensing fees to get seats cost several $1,000s apiece, even if you were a season ticket holder at Candlestick. That's a lot of babysitting.
I can't believe the cost when you could sit and watch it, you know, at home. Mm-hmm. So it's changed a lot. It's not as much, it doesn't seem to me as much as the sport of the game, as the money part of it and all.
But Mart's still a fan. After 67 years, she says she'll always be.
I enjoy watching it on TV. You could get up and go have a beer or whatever you want, you know.
In a city of transients and newcomers, Mart Bailey and the San Francisco 49ers are both longtime natives. But while the football team is working on its third stadium, one of its first fans is staying put. In San Francisco, I'm Rhys Ussussman for Cross Currents.